About a month ago, actually, almost exactly a month ago, the Duluth Transit Authority had a meeting and invited members of the community to come to the meeting and offer them some feedback on their transit development plan. DTA General Manager Dennis Jensen joins us on the phone this morning to let us know what happened at the meeting. Hi, Dennis. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So tell us a little bit about the meeting. Was there kind of a theme or a particular maybe chunk of route or area of town? Were there some kind of common themes to the feedback that you got from the community at the meeting?
Well, one of the focuses of this meeting was particularly the university services that we provide, and in particular to the University of Minnesota Duluth. We do a lot of service that's focused on the Kirby Center area and bringing in the students from the surrounding neighborhoods, actually from all across the Twin Ports community. But the focus group was geared, this particular focus group was geared particularly to the university services. So a lot of the discussions focused on, you know, the needs of the students in regards to getting back and forth to class and to jobs and other destinations throughout the community. And what we learned was that the students love the service. They just want more of it. And when I say more of it, I mean in terms of frequency of services. That's the number one request that we are hearing during these focus groups, and we're holding several of them throughout the community, of course. And they all have the common theme. And it's not that, you know, the service is not a viable service. It's just that they like to see the buses run more frequently, and that's the same we're hearing in all groups.
Well, that's kind of got to be good news for you as the general manager of the DTA, I would think. Or does that kind of open up another can of complications?
Well, no, that's something that we realize really drives transit service. There's a couple things that drive ridership, and one is traffic congestion. We don't have traffic congestion, but we do have parking issues at the university, and that's the second one. And then the third is frequency of buses, how often the buses come, and that's what attracts ridership. So we're looking at different ways that we can actually improve those services. The Transportation Development Plan is actually a five-year plan that we do, and it gives us a look into the future. So it sets the roadmap on the areas where we should be focusing our efforts. And so that's one of the things we'll be looking at is the frequency of service. And, of course, that's all tied to the budget. Money is always the underlying issues. And we'll be looking at how we can actually put more buses into the university area, and not only the university area, but throughout the whole community. And we're working on a project right now with MnDOT where they've identified some funding that may be available to us to accomplish that goal.
Wow. Now that could be exciting. Some buses or some university services have shuttle buses, and they're smaller buses. From the outside looking in, I'd say, hey, those have to be a little bit cheaper to operate than the full-size city bus. Would some shuttle buses maybe that could transport students more frequently, would that be a possible answer to part of the issue?
Well, it would, but when you're looking at our services, we actually have standing loads on our full-size buses. So shuttle buses are cheaper to operate in terms of fuel consumption, but you're still paying the driver the same same rate. And then running the buses back and forth to the garage to change them out when you need a bigger bus is another expense. So we're pretty comfortable with our 35- and 40-foot buses serving the university. The issue is that, you know, having enough service up there so students don't have to wait too long and they don't have to stand once they get on the bus. So I think we'll be continuing to run the larger buses, particularly for the UMD area, because we do have a very good ridership up there. But we'll be looking at adding, you know, a bus and more convenient to the class start times as well. That was another point that came up. We want to key our routes and schedules to the beginning of the class time. Students aren't as concerned when the classes are getting out, but they always tend to take the last bus to get them to the class just in time. Yes.
Dennis, are you suggesting that students procrastinate?
Oh, no, I'll never do anything like that. But remember my college days.
I
left the last minute myself. So.
Yes. I did a lot of busing also at the time. And yeah. Okay. One of the interesting things, we've had a couple of conversations on the air recently, most interestingly, one with the president at Lincoln Park's new middle school, and they were talking about a transit issue there where the, you know, their beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous new school up on the hill, but it's like a mile, and you have to, the bus doesn't go up there. If you are a member of the community and you're saying, you know, perhaps as some of these parents in Lincoln Park might be saying, wow, it'd be sure be great if we could have a bus up there. What's the best way to contact the DTA and to get in on one of these focus groups or these listening sessions that's going to be applicable maybe to your neighborhood or to the area that you have concerns about?
Well, to contact the DTA, and we do have a survey going on, and actually they can access that online. It's just duluthtransit.com, and get to our website, and then there's a link directly to the survey. That would be the best way. In regards to the issue with Lincoln Park, we've been talking with the mayor's office, and she has her State of the City address up there, I believe on March 20th. We're going to be providing a shuttle service up to that, but it's kind of a precursor to some work we've got going, which will hopefully, same funding we're looking at from MnDOT will also provide some additional funding to allow us to begin looking at a pilot project where we'll be able to provide service up there. One of the things I want to state is kind of an editorial comment. The location of the school did not take into consideration any transportation needs as far as the bus service, so that's been a problem since it was built. It's a long and narrow roadway up there, so we're concerned about in the wintertime, you know, what happens if there's ice and snow on that particular stretch of road. But we're going to make a great effort to try to put some type of service up there, and we haven't really announced it yet, so we don't know the date. And again, it's depending on funding, but that service would connect from the downtown area, and then we'd be looking at actually a route that would run ideally all the way from East High School through downtown to Lincoln Park and then back and forth all day. So we'd be doing two schools with one route.
Wow. One of the cool things about a town the size of Duluth is it sounds like for the most part, if you've got an issue, there's not a whole lot of steps in between you bringing something up as a member of the public and actually getting it out there so that somebody can comment on it and react to it, and you can get a little bit of feedback and find out if it's feasible. And I think that's one of the great things about living in this community.
I've told many people exactly that same thing, that we're just we're large enough, but yet we're still small enough that when we see a need, we can address it immediately. We don't have to go through a lot of levels of bureaucracy to get it done. And when we have these meetings with the community and the feedback is direct, then we're in a position where we can respond pretty quickly. And that's a good community to live in.
Well, if we could just figure out now how to get transportation for volunteers out to Animal Allies, I don't know, you'd think that there'd be some kind of a thing that could be worked out with sled dogs.
Well, I might have some good news for you.
Hey, how about that?
one of the routes that we're also considering would get us in the probably within about a 200 or 300 yards of that particular facility on Rice Lake Road. Actually, it's on Airport Road, but we're looking at a route running from downtown up through the United Healthcare, and then on out to the air park where the Animal Allies is located. So that's in the future also.
Well, again, don't be too quick to dismiss my sled dog idea, because I think that I might really have stumbled onto something there, Dennis.
That could be the last link from the bus route to the center, right?
Have riding the bus be a destination in itself.
Right.
I like it.
We struggle with that last mile. That's a term from the distance from the home to the bus stop. They call that the last mile. And there's lots of thought about that. How do we get people from the bus stop to their home? And particularly in areas where we don't have a lot of frequency of service. So the sled dogs might be a good approach.
Well, we're always thinking here at KUMD, and we're always trying to innovate. That's part of what we do. So, Dennis, thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And bye. We'll get some links set up so that folks can find the DTA website easily, and also we'll get a link set up to that survey. The DTA held a focus group session about a month ago talking about university service in particular, and we'll get some more information on that up on our website. Thanks to Dennis Jensen for joining us this morning.